I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. A little after midnight Eastern time, the Cassini spacecraft, a billion miles away from Earth, radioed back that it had successfully shot through a gap in the rings of Saturn. Cassini has become the first artificial moon to orbit the planet. Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday and regular Thursday contributor here, spoke earlier with Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
Ira, it must have been quite an exciting evening in Pasadena at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory there. And so how are flight controllers breathing today?
Everybody is breathing a lot easier. They described it as a nail-biting experience. Some people said it was a hair-graying experience. But, you know, this is really nothing new for a JPL scientist. They've been maneuvering space probes all through the solar system for the last 25 or 30 years. Cassini, though, is a really special spacecraft because it's called the most sophisticated and reliable spacecraft ever built for the exploration of planets. And, in fact, built into it, they tried to make the fewest amount of moving parts so nothing could freeze up, you know, in space. And they actually made it so that you'd have to turn the whole spaceship to point the parts instead of turning each individual part. So it's quite an accomplishment.
And at $3.5 billion, this is considered one of the last big space projects for NASA for a while. So what do scientists hope to accomplish with this mission?
Well, they're trying to understand what the early solar system looked like. Now, you know, if you go to Saturn and even Jupiter, you go to a different part, a whole different look of the solar system. These are giant gas planets. They have little sort of solar systems of their own, lots of moons circulating around the planets. There are 31 moons. Cassini may find a few more embedded in the rings of Saturn. It's going to train its dozen or so instruments and its cameras on Saturn, trying to figure out what the ball of gas there is made out of and what the core of Saturn is like. And then on Christmas Day, it's going to release a European-built space probe called Huygens. This is going to actually parachute to the surface of Titan, which is Saturn's biggest moon. And they believe that Titan may actually mimic or be what Earth was like 4 billion or so years ago, 4.5 billion years ago when it was formed. It contains methane. It may have a whole sea of methane. But scientists believe it may be like the early Earth and may tell us what our early Earth was like and what the early solar system was like. So it's kind of exciting.
Ira, why has Saturn remained so fascinating for so many hundreds of years?
Well, you know, when you look up in the sky and you see all the planets, they look like just two-dimensional balls sitting up there, right? Little spots. But when you look at Saturn, you actually see three dimensions. You see the rings. This is actually very exciting times. It's actually the first time for Europeans. Huygens, this thing that's going to parachute, this probe that's going to parachute, is a first for the European agency, the European spacecraft that will be landing there for the first time in an outer planet. So they're very excited.
But it's been quite a string of successes for NASA.
Well, you know, it is, especially for NASA science. You've got two rovers that are going very well on Mars. We have a mission to a comet that has collected samples and sent back pictures and is bringing back those samples to Earth. Now you have Cassini, you know, manned space, people in space. That may be foundering with this shuttle and this International Space Station, but the robots are going gangbusters.
Ira Flatow of NPR Science Friday, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm Madeline Brand.